Okay. Even though Chazal were gozer nis of Amir Lakam Shvus, as the Gemara tells us, but there are many scenarios where Chazal were makel. They were makel under certain circumstances in the nis of Amir Lakam. One of the examples is Amir Lakam to tell a guy to do even a nis of Doraisa, Litzorach acholah. So, for example, you can, if a yid needs a chola needs the goy to cook for him, so it's mutter. You can tell a goy doing this a deraisa to cook food, that's permissible. Else the special dispensation where we're waiving the issur of amir lakum. So mitzad hilchos Shabbos, so that's fine. Mitzad hilchos Shabbos, Chazal basically saying you can be makel in the issur of bishul, so it's through amir lakum. The batsman is an issur of amir lakum by bishul when it's mitzvah choli. It's permissible. What about the problem? What about Bishul Akum? Because we're talking about a guy who's cooking food for the Chola, and presumably Mistimus Advarim from the Gemara and Kuf Chavetz and Shabbos, it's mashma that the Isser is not limited to foods that are not Olo Shech Malachim, foods that are maybe Net Nechla Kamo Shuchai. It's even all foods. Mistimus Advarim includes foods that would, yes, be subject to the Isser of Bishul Akum. So the question is, what's the story with that? Why is it that the Chola on Shabbos is able to eat the food? L'chor, it's also a problem with Bishul Akum. Do we just waive the Issur of Bishul Akum? What's the lumdus? What are the mechanics of that kula? So this machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Ra'ah, the Rashba, and the Torah Sabayis, the Ra'ah understands that because of the circumstances of the situation, where basically no Yisrael can cook, talking about a chola shem. So no yid can cook. It's also the cook on Shabbos, and the yid needs food. He's a chola. He's in a jam. He's in a bad situation. So when the guy cooks, although maybe the yid is makir tov, he has gratitude for the way they cook food for him, but it doesn't rise to the level of kiruv das that would become aser mitzad the din of bishul akum, which is gzeira atuchasnas. So that's the sheet of the Ra'ah. Ra'ah, basically, the reason why there's no problem with Bishul Akum is because it's not a heftz of Bishul Akum. It's not Bishul Akum b'chlal, because it doesn't rise to the level of Kiruv Das, so Meila, that's why it's mutter. The Rashba does not learn like that. Rashba learns, fakert. What do you mean? If you're in a jam, there's no Jew to cook, and you need the food, all the more so. You'll have such a tremendous amount of gratitude for the goy. Avada that'll leave to Kiruv Das, so Meila, batsim, it should be subject to an issur of Bishul Akum. But the reason why, it's mutter, because they were basically willing to waive the Yisr because it's a tzorach. The chol is in a big jam, and we have a hecker. It's not just like on a Tuesday you can cook for a Jew, for a chola, because he's stuck. It's stuck because it's on Shabbos, where basically nobody can cook. There are no Yisraelim available to cook. Mamela, in such a case, it's permissible. But the nafkamina between the Ra'ah and the Rashba is Mitzvah Shabbos. The guy cooked this food. What's the status of this food? Can a chola, or a bari for that matter, can they eat the food? So the Ra'ah, for the Ra'ah's understanding, it's pashut, it's mutter. Because of the Ra'ah, it's not a heftz of Bishul Akum. It's not Bishul Akum at all. It didn't rise to the level of anything that would promote that degree of korva that Chazal would have asserted. And Mela, since it's not a chavetz of Bishul Akum, and Mela, even a bari could eat him on Tzoy Shabbos. Mashiach, if you're the Rashba, Rashba hold that it's it would be Bishul Akum. It's a special kula on Shabbos that the chol can have it because of the Tzorah HaShah. But on Tzoy Shabbos, where generally speaking, Yisraelim are able to cook, you don't have the restriction of Shabbos anymore, and Mela, it will be aser for the chola, and certainly for a bari to eat the food. So that's basically the machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, explaining the idea of Bishul Akum, the issur of Bishul Akum, how it works with regard to this heter of Amir Lakum for a chola on Shabbos, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya. You can look through the sheets. I'll try to, on the top, each page has a page number on it. So let's make reference to the if you look at the loose page, did this so you could like sort of see two things at the same time. On the individual page, that's Yerideya Kufyud Gimel. In Yerideya Kufyud Gimel, you have Lashon of the Ramah, the Haggah in the center over there, top center. Goy should be Shalachol B'Shabbos Mitl Mitzoy Shabbos Afidu Labari. Ain't no Mishim B'Shalach Goy in the Kol Ki Agav the Hekerikos. This is basically the sheet of the Ross. The Ramah in Yerideya Kufyud Gimel passes Befeirish like the Shitas Hara. Mechaber does not bring this din in Shulchan Aruch. He talks about it in the Beis Yosef. The simple reading in the Beis Yosef is that Mechaber Taka holds not like the Rabbi, he's Machaber like the Rashba. That's what it sounds like. Now, once we go to the Mishnah Brura, Shulchan Aruch. If you turn the page to page two, Hashochi ben Mechabes is Hashochi ben Shabbos Nechola. So it's talking about a Yisrael shechting for a chola on Shabbos. Obviously, it's talking about a chola shish b'sakono. So that's permissible. Like you can do that. So the chola can eat it. A bari can eat it because there's a gzeira shemayar b'mishvilo, not by shchita, but by bishul. So the Shulchan is talking about shchita. Shchita is mutter even for a bari because it's the actual kezayis possible of shchita. So there's no chashash, but you know, there's no ribuy in the malacha. And then it says also about cooking. So two scenarios in the Mechaba, with the Mechaba talking about Yisrael cooking for a chola shish b'sakana. And it's telling you that it's mutter, but telling you, introducing us to this idea of shemayar b'mishvilo, which applies to bishul. Now the Rama adds, v'afilu bishul ayde ena yehudi, also b'shavis. So the Rama then says, even if you cooked the idea guy, so you say you did a miral akum, the guy cooked for the yid, also a bari can't eat that food. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura. In sivkaten yid dalid, aser b'shavis, is midayit, it's aser b'shavis, Libari lihanas mimeno. So the bari is not allowed to eat from this food on Shabbos because of gzeira shemayar b'mishvilo. Same thing. Aval b'motzei Shabbos mutter miyad. But motzei Shabbos is mutter for the bari to eat this food. V'taimo the came in the haini Yehudi b'shbishol b'heter. There's a heter for the goy to do it. Loboy lahamti mechdeshi yasu. There's no din of kedeshi yasu, which is all you din by what you need when you din a milak motzei b'eser. V'gam adds the ramah lo gazu b'zem yishum b'shulei ena Yehudi. And he quotes Hagra in the brackets. So, Pashup Shot, Mishnah Brura sounds like he's saying, like he's passing like the Shitas Hara'ah. He's saying that you're allowed to eat this food that the guy cooked. The body can eat the food, Mitzvah Shabbos. They weren't gozer, all special akum. That could fit into the Ra. They weren't gozer. Not getting into details why they weren't gozer, but the point is they were not gozer in Isser of Bishul Akum. Now take a look at the Simi Shin Chav Ches. Again, that was Shin Yed Ches. Shin Chav Ches, which is primarily dealing with the halachas of Rafua. On Shabbos. So there, the Mechaber in Sif Yud Tes says, Chol HaShem HaSakana Mutal V'Bishulei Einam Yehudim. And the Mishnah Brura says, Mutal V'Bishulei Einam Yehudim. Which talking clearly about not that you could eat just a bunch of food that a goy cooked on a Tuesday. It's talking about you did a milakum, the goy cooked for the year on Shabbos. It says, it's Mutter. V'afogad, the Shari Yisuri, the Rabban, and also the Chol HaShem HaSakana. Even though normally you can't eat a chola, can't eat Yisroi Darabonim. They had to eat Bishul Akum, let's say, the Rajba on Shabbos in this case, where you can do a Milakum, is because it's a more kaldik Yisr. Kedisav Yodea Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Shani Bishul in a Yehudi, Shani Suramach Masatzmo, it's from the Prima Gadim. So it's a more kal kind of an Yisr. It's part of the package of the Rajba. It's an Yisr kal, it's not Yisr Mach Masatzmo, it's a Gzeira Altschasnas, and Mitoch the Hechrach, of Hechrech Hashah, the Chazal were matred. The Gama Cholim, the Varach Elohim, make a shakel. Okay, or whatever bracha you make it. Mash Nishal Matzoy Shabbos, what's left over from Matzoy Shabbos, Asr Afilu L'chol Ha'atzmo, Kevin Shav Shalavash Elo Oz, Leidei Yisrael. So the Mishnah is saying, what's left over from Matzoy Shabbos is Asr, not only for the Bar, it's also for the Chola. So on the surface, you look at the Shartzian quotes, is from the Rashba. This is the Shitas HaRashba. So the Mishnah Brura here is basking that when you did a milakum for a goy, the goy cooks the food for the yid on Shabbos. So although it's mutter for the chol to eat on Shabbos, become mutzoy Shabbos, the chol and certainly a bari is not allowed to eat the food on mutzoy Shabbos because he's passing the Rashba. It's bishlakum. It's a chefs of bishlakum. There's a special kula on Shabbos itself. Machmas the tzorach hashah. There's no one else to cook the food for him, and there's an isbe hekera. But mutzoy Shabbos is also. So here we have seemingly a steer of the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura in Shin Chas is paskening the Chora like the Ra'ah. And in Shin Chav Chas, he seems to be paskening like the Rashba. So, if you turn the page, the back of this page, has the Michtavei Harav Chofetz Chaim. That used to be a picture of the Chofetz Chaim with his son. It's been copied too many times, so. So this is a little piece from the like the Chronicles. This is the son of Ari Leiba Cohen. This is the, see the caption underneath. You've got to just trust the caption's accurate. So this is a picture taken from 1932, the Chofetz Chaim and his son of Ari Leiba Cohen. So this is, this piece here describes how Reb Leib, the Chafetz Chaim's son was in a little bit of a predicament. After he got married, he basically kind of depleted his finances from the dowry that he was given and whatever profits he made from that money, and he was looking for a Rabbanus. But the Chafetz Chaim did not want him to go into Rabbanus. It was not the best kind of a matzav back then. And he basically, it says, looking like the second paragraph, while I was thinking about what I should do with my life, what I should pursue, my father, the Chafetz Chaim, came to visit me. My father suggested, "Hey, why don't you join me in making the Mishnah Berurah?" Forget the Rabbanus. You read Rabbanus. You'll join me and we'll author together a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. Okay, fine. Doesn't want me to leave to the city, go to Radin. He told me, stay home, learn Hilchos Shabbos, be Yom Gadol. He'll assign me certain simanim in Shulchan Aruch that I should be ma'ayin, I should learn. Bima'ayin, bimavar, v'lalos b'ksav. He would assign me multiple simanim in Shulchan Aruch to learn be'iyum. Hein b'fer she Shulchan Aruch, hein b'bir halacha. Ukumaseyuhu, just like with the same thing that he was doing. V'lishloach elav hakuntresim, and to send him the Chafetz Chaim. Let me see what you wrote. I want to submit what your work. V'hu yachzor alehem, and then my father, what's that? We'll go over them. B'yachrim chosno Reb Tzvi, that's Reb Hirsch Levinson, his son-in-law. They'll go over it. V'hatov b'enehem yivcharu. V'yala osam b'ksavav. They'll pick and choose. Is it worthy? Is it not worthy? They'll incorporate into Mishnah Berurah. The kavli, okay, he paid me some money, fine. So he says at the end, kama simanim ichart d'shloach. I was a little bit late to send him some of the simanim, and he busy zusa the Chafetz Chaim. He beat me to it, and he wrote some of those simanim that he assigned me to do because I was too late to give it to him. Now, last paragraph. See where there's a little bit of a parenthesis. Im kiyein ma'amar miyad l'chidush Torah, rak l'tar l'saper l'dor d'divrei yimei avi, afapichein oyer bekanes akorei haTorani. Let me tell you something in learning. Kia bishvil shaksavim loyatsu tamid me'et achas. All the ksavim, the Mishnah Berurah, wasn't all written by one person. My father assigned me some of the Mishnah Berurah to write. Nimtzal lefamim stiros sharav ha-mechaber lo amar aleihem. Sometimes the stiros in the Mishnah Berurah, sharav ha-mechaber, the Chafetz Chaim, lo amar aleihem. Ayein ha-torani, Mishnah Berurah, simit shen yichas yifkon yidalet. Shekasov. That's the first Shulchan Aruch that he's passing in the Torah like the Ra. Simen Shin Chav Ches, Siv Katan Samach Gimel. Kasa, Mashinish, Matzoi Shabbos, Aser. Afilu L'chol L'batzmo. So, there's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. V'siva Sadavar, who zakt Rab Ari Lei, what's Pshat, why is there a stira? Shabbos Simen Shin Yid Ches, who misyedo Shomar Abba. My father wrote Shin Yid Ches. My father went like the Shita Sara'a, that on Matzah Shabbos it's mutter for the Chola, for the Vari. So Simon Kufi Gimel, like the Pawit, like the Ramah. We saw the Ramah Kufi Gimel, the Ramah Paskins, like the Ra. And it's Simon, Shin Chafres, Huksav Yadi. I wrote that. Rabbi Leib saying, Vanoch Yetakti Lahalacha Shita Sarashba, Shecholik Al Ra'a. So that's what the son's explaining. Let me explain to you. So what basically is the son saying? He's saying that you'll find stiras, let's say in particular this particular stira, and sounds like he's saying, and it's no problem, because I can explain to you why there's a stira. One part my father wrote, one part I wrote. Okay, now, there are multiple mechabrei svarim, that bring this, Reb Aryeh Leib's edus, to basically say that, yeah, this is the yeshuv of the Mishnah Berurah. So if you look at the Rav Avadya Yosef and many of the Sfarim, Levi Stein first, and then in Chazon Avadya, in Yabia Omer, a lot of the Sfarim he brings, he is Ma'or, the steer of the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at page 3, the top there, is Levi Stein. He brings the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, in fourth line, who so still the Mashakosla comes, he brings the stira from between Shin Yachas and Shin Chavchas. Then later, the last word on a line, about the 8 lines from the bottom, Venera, Shemashakosla, Mishnah Burakan, he, Mishnah Sagon, Hamacharatzma. What's in Shin Yachas? That's from the Chavetz Chaim himself. Mashakosla, come on, it's Mishnah Chavchas, who, Mishnah Saben, Shahagon, Hamachar, that's Rabari Leib. Ayin sefer michtavei chafetz chayim. Then the Ravadi says, "Bemes yafek koach ben lahalacha." He likes what the son wrote more lahalacha than what the chafetz chayim wrote. To be machmish, shelo lahatir hatavshol shnisharim b'mitzvay Shabbos. Could be rov kichal chorim manah, which is the pashas what the Beis Yosef anyway says in Kufyin Gimel. So that's that. Rabbi Yamin Zilber also in the Osnidber and Bisolim, he talks about the topic mivashal chol b'Shabbos, and in a later in the Osnidberu. Which he, Bris Olam is on Shabbos. Osnidberu, he initially wrote out Osnidberu because people were writing him many, many letters and hasagas on a sefer. Bris Olam was like the pioneer, and you know, it was before Shabbos Kochasa. That was like a kitzer Hilchos Shabbos. So many, many people wrote him letters, being masig, kashas, the hasag, different things about what he wrote in Bris Olam. So he felt the need to respond. So he wrote a sefer Osnidberu. Then it turned into a whole 14 halakim of, he became like a famous meshiv, one of the Gedolei HaMeshivim in Tshuvas and Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So the first few volumes, you'll notice in Osnidberu, they're all Shabbos stuff, because they're all talking about Bris Olam. So he brings here, there's a person that after Bris Olam came out, this individual from London went through the whole Bris Olam, and it was over pages and pages of Ha'aris on the Sefer. And Rabbi Yamin was very much thankful to the person, and he says, a little piece in the beginning there, he says, Zos letzayin shemakam shein tshuva mimeni zeomir sheni maskin dvarov. Basically, the person wrote many Ha'aris, Rabbi Yamin Zilber maybe answers a lot of them, but some of them he just leaves blank. Hasaga, he's silent. So then he says he's masking too. So this is one of them. And it says here in Sadi Aleph, which corresponds to what he wrote in Bris Olam in Os Samech, that's on this page. He alerts him to the fact that there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, but Simishin Chavches. Asra Mishnah Berurah gam l'chol atzbo b'bishul, m'bishai de nochri, gam akeilim asa l'chachila, kasim miktavei Chavetz Chaim. Then his Shingir Chas is from the Chavetz Chaim himself. Shin Chavchas is the son, right? Okay, and he's in the Mishnah Berurah Ish Matzliach. So the Rabbanim that write the Hagos and Ish Matzliach, it's put up by the Yeshiva Kisei Rachamim in Bnei Brak. So there it also the same thing. When Mishnah Berurah and Shin Chavchas has the Stira, they say in the notes in the bottom, Shom in Shin Yed Chas, Shom Divrei Hagon Hamachaber Atzmo, Kan Divrei Bino. And that's what they say, as it says, in the Kisvei told us Chavetz Chaim. Now, that's one perspective, that's one reaction to the thing. Kita, like, Mishnah Berurah has different things in it, and no big deal, it's okay, because they're two different authors. So if you take a look at page 4, it's a say from the very bottom, let's do the bottom verse, in Masas Kapai, it's written by this Lazar Mark. There's a lot of things from Reb Chaim Knievsky. He asked Reb Chaim Knievsky about this piece that's in the Mechtavim from Bar Yileib. So he brings it like this. This is from Reb Chaim. Binyan Mashakasas Binoshel Chavetz Chaim. Amar Li Hachazanish. It's Reb Chaim Knievsky saying. This is on page 4 at the bottom. Amar Li Hachazanish. He's no problem with that. The son wrote Simin Shin Chavchas. The son wrote different portions of the Mishnah Berurah. Ach lomar shezu stira zeshaker v'chazov. So the Chazanish, strong words, is saying that it's to say that there's a stira. My father wasn't omid on them. He says that's shaker v'chazov. So this person, this Rabbi Mark, chazarti v'shalti lagon Reb Chaim Knievsky. That's all. Him suhaisa haloshin. Chazanish really said those words. Ve'shivli kach amar Chazanish zeshaker v'chazov. Heyos. He went through the whole entire thing. The Chazanish didn't really tell us what the stira, what the yishuv is. So no stira. It's not that, oh, there's two authors, yes, but there's no stira. Reb Shloimeh Bloch, Tzadik Mufak, the Talmud Mufak of the Chofetz Chaim, on the top of this page, in the Os Samech Hei. It's after being said that the Chaim Brisker asked the Chofetz Chaim, how do you take upon yourself the responsibility to paskin for all Kol Yisrael Mishnah Berurah? And he says, because I learned every single thing 36 times. And then he's Machriya. So then he said, okay, Taka, mix. Okay, Ben is Kocha Shapel Achriya. Then he's like this. This is from Shmuel Bloch. Od Amar, Kiavshin Ishtatfu by Mishnah Berurah Od. You know, there were other people that were Ishtatif in the writing of Mishnah Berurah. Kol HaHachraos HaYushal Chofetz Chaim. Some kind of an idea. Mimela, it's not tenable to say that there's like a stira and that it's okay. And that, you know, son wrote this and the father wrote this, and that's just leave it at that. Like there's a stira, but it's okay. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shapiro. Is that so? one of the Rashi Kol Chazanish, similar kind of a discussion here. He brings the Shoyal, asked him, Mashakos told us a Chavetz Chaim, Mibno Rabbi Leba Kohen, Shekam Huha Yeshut of the Ksivas Mishnah Berurah. He also participated in the writing of the Mishnah Berurah. The Kemesh Aksav Lo Yatsu Tomi Me'et Achas, Nimtu the Fah Mysterious Sharav Machabal Omar Alehem. He brings an example. Listen to this guy's question. Ha'im Yisyach Sim Li Simonim Shalom Nichtavu Aidea Chavetz Chaim Bipachos Cherdas Kodash? Can we deal with those like Shin Chavchas? That maybe it's like something like that, not so clear. We don't have to be so mech on that. Shinchas, the son wrote that. Like we'll find out other similar, maybe the son wrote. We don't have to deal with them with the same degree of awe and the same degree of care as if the Chavetz Chaim wrote it. So he answers, Hamishter Brura Kosev Yichidos Sifro, Kozeh Chibarti Vezer Shem Yisba. I was mechaber this entire sefer. Upshita Zeu Emes. V'nistayeh Pamim Bekarav. He had the assistance of a relative. Of course, he went over it himself. To even think that, you know, maybe you shouldn't deal with some parts of Mishnah Berurah with the same degree of Cherdas Kodesh. There's a Sefer Rabbi Seinu. We don't have to read all of them. You can look through this. I put a lot of different things in there. People quote this. We don't have to look through all of them. But Rabbi Seinu, like a little bit of like a biography about many different gedolim, and there brings also from the Mikhtavi Chavetz Chaim, and he brings also from Chaim Knievsky. He writes, "Im omnom nachon sheishnom dvarim the Mishnah Berurah shehaben kasav." True, there are things that the Mishnah Berurah that the son wrote, "Aber Chavetz Chaim badaka sakol." Remember what it says in the Mikhtav. He said, he told me, look this over, be mine to this, learn this well, then submit your work to me, and I'll go through it and see what to be Mekar, what to be Merachik. As he quotes here, Hu yach zoralihem biyacharim chasno ritzvi. The Meila ain't stiras aide shne mine eight. They're not really stiras. Okay, what follows a little bit of a chiddush. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So now, what I want to do is just suggest, I'll give you like a taste for what others now come and say why there's no stira. Right? Son wrote this, the father wrote this, the son wrote the other seven. What exactly is the yeshiva of the stiras, of the stira? So I'll give you an example. I'm going to first tell you the Divrei Yatziv. And this will be like but one example, and you'll see there are two types of terutzim to this stira. The first sug of Teretz is to basically make ukimtas. Say Mishnah Berurah and Shinyach Ches talking about this case, and Shinyach Ches talking about this type of case. And it's not just a ukimta, it's an ukimta that the pashas is there's no indication whatsoever from the context of either Shinyach Ches or Shinyach Ches that it's talking about that particular ukimta. So it may be a yeshuv in the psak, yeah. Under these circumstances, what it says in Shinyach Ches to be true, and under those circumstances, what it says in Shinyach Ches to be true, but that's not a yeshiv lechora of what's written in the sefer. If you present the sefer, and the person's reading it, and the person reading it is not thinking so creatively, what could possibly be the yeshiv of every stira? And there's no indication of what that yeshiv is. So that lechora, it's hard to understand how that could possibly be what the Chafetz Chaim meant when he wrote it, or when he put his stempel on the sefer that the sefer is good to go. I read through the whole entire thing, and everything's good. So Divrei Yatziv writes that the yeshiv is that in Shin Yud Ches, again, Shin Yud Ches is where he's being makel. He's where he's saying Pashas like the Ra. Shin Yud Ches was being makel and saying that the din is the Matzoy Shabbat is mutter for the Chol, the mutter for the Bari. And he says, Pshat is because, if you look in the Divrei Yatziv, the bottom of the right column, actually, it's not in the, you can go to the next column. Next one on the left. Ubizalsi Shabbat by Mashakas of Mishnah Berurah. Matzei Shabbos also in Yikalim, Hasunachal Mekilim, Lehipsiri in Shom. Okay. Ella, the Besimin Shin Yichas, Mayri, Bebes Yisrael. So he's making a kimta. He's saying Shin Yichas is talking about where the guy who cooked for the Yid on Shabbos is the case of Akum Bebes Yisrael. And Memela, Akum Bebes Yisrael is the Sheet of Rabbeinu Avram, Breb David, Tosa Springs of Sunavod Azorah, that says that Chazal one goes in this of Bishal Akum. When the Akum is cooking the food in the bias of the Yid, in the Meila, the Divrei Yatziv is saying, and Shin Chav Ches is talking about what was done in the bias of the guy. In the Meila, in Shin Yid Ches, where he is at Siruf of the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu Avram, he's Mekel. So it's Mutzim 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 Shabbos, Mashik and Shin Chav Ches, where all he has is Machlokas Rashba, and they're all so on that he's gonna be machmer like the Shitas HaRashba. So this is the answer of the Divrei Yatziv. I put on the sheets, you can look at them. I'm not gonna go over them so much really. The Torah Sieles of Yitzchak Zilberstein has a couple other yeshuvim. And throughout the sheets, you'll see that the Reb Chaim Kanievsky also has another one. In the second Madura of Shona Halachas, in the Miluim, in the back of the Sefer, he has another Yishuv, which he subsequently removed from the Sefer because he holds it's not written, it's a mistake. So I didn't really bring that down. You'll see some of the people make reference to it, but if Reb Chaim didn't even hold of it, I'm not going to say that over. Now, there are two Terutzim that I feel are, I wouldn't call them seamless, but they're smooth. Smooth terutzim don't require like ukimtas. They're like, like, you know, you'll hear them. It's like that could be Mishnah Berurah read what he read through the Mishnah Berurah. He read the part that he wrote. He read the part that, you know, that the son wrote, and it's all glot and it makes a lot of sense. Like it's a very smooth reading. So I just want to tell you these two mahalchim, and what maybe the advantage of one over the other is, and who maskim to them, who rejects them. I just want to spend a little time about that. Okay, so the first tarot is this idea that I actually thought of myself. Then I saw that I thought the Shvisas HaShabbos was saying it, but he's actually not saying it. Others are going to say it. You'll see the Minchas Ish is going to say this. Moshe Mordechai Karp, Rabbi Yaakov Trivitz. That's the son for the Rabbi Trivitz from Machon Shlomo. The son is a master of the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote numerous articles on the Derech HaPsak of Mishnah Berurah. He has an absolutely breathtaking mastery of everything that's in the Mishnah Berurah. You look at it, it spans like three volumes of Yeshurun, or maybe even more. So we'll mention that in a second. So Shvisas HaShabbos has a kasha. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yid Ches, go back to that, that's on page 2. Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yid Ches, when he says about the din, so we're saying like he's quoting like the Ra'ah, right? He's saying it's Mitzvah Shabbos, it's Mutter. It's Mutter, right? He writes, Gam Lagazim is a Mishim Bishli Einu Yehudi, and he quotes Hagra. So the Shvisa Shabbos is a kash in the Mishnah Berurah. He said, how can the Mishnah Berurah quote this Gra? Because the Gra, when he said this, they weren't Gozim Mishim Bishli Nachrim, and he means like the Ra'ah. But when the Gra said that in the Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Agra wasn't saying that he passes like that. The Gra only said that to be Mefarish the Ramah. Because the Gra Kedarko does this all the time, but he's just showing you what the Makar of each, what the Mahabha says, what the Mishnah, what the Ramah says, the Yeshomrim. He just shows you what the Makar of each Shita is. Sometimes you'll see how he holds, but a lot of times he's just Mefarish, what, you know, to explain to you what that Shita is saying. So the Shvisa Shabbos says that the Mishnah Berurah should not really have brought this Gra, because the Gra, we know the Halacha, Paskins, not like the Ra'ah. Take a look at the single sheet, individual sheet. In Kuf Yud Gimel, that's a din where the Ramah goes like the Ra'ah. So if you look at the Biragra, a little small Biragra, in Os Membez, Kain Kasev HaRa'ah, Ukishitaso, the Kol Shiloshai Chastos is Mutter, that's the Ra'ah, Aval Harash B'chalak Alav. So unfortunately, I'm pretty much masking with the Gra when he says that Aval this. He means that the Gra is saying, and I go like that. Aval, Rashba's holik on the Ra'ah, means that the Gra is saying that he basically holds like the Rashba, not like the Ra'ah. So Frech Tashvisas HaShabbos, how can Mishnah Berurah quote the Gra in Shin Yud Ches as being pshat in paskening the Gra in Shin Yud Ches that we say like the Ra'ah when the Gra never meant that Wahalacha. The Gra is simply being mefarish the Ramah. So now, I read that, why can't we say the same thing about the Mishnah Berurah? If the Gra is able to be Mefarish, the Ramah, because the Ramah, we know, holds like the Ra'ah. So if the Gra is able to say in his Bir Gra, this is Pshat in the Ramah, so maybe we can say also that the Mishnah Berurah as well, when he says what he's saying, he can also say that maybe that's what he means. Mishnah Berurah here, Paskins really like the Rashba. Shin Chav Ches. That's the Iker Sugyas in Shin Chav Ches. This is just like a kind of like Agav that there's a din, you know, the Chashash Shema Yarba Bishvilo. So he brings this thing in, the Gabi, the food that you can eat the food on Tzai Shabbos. Maybe over here, all the Mishnah Berurah is doing is he's saying it's Sivkan Yadalad. He's just being a fart. This is all in the Ramah. This piece in Shin Yud Ches is all going on the Haggah. Haggah, Fi Bishul Aydei Inu Yehudi, Aser B'Shabbos. So, on that, the Mishnah Brura, we can lechora say the simile that the Gra is being mefarish the Ramah, but he doesn't hold of it, as we know from Kuf Yud Gimel. Perhaps we can say the same thing in the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura also is simply being mefarish the Ramah, but he doesn't really hold of it. This would be a possible yeshuv, meaning that the both things are written in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura wrote Shin Yud Ches, like the sun said. I'm not debating that. And what the Mishnah Brura wrote when he said this, all we're saying is that Mishnah Brura wrote this. The son, Rabbi Yaleib, speculated. He never knows for sure. He speculated that the reason why my father paskin like he did, the gods of Mishnah Brura and Yehudi, is because he held like the Ra. We're just saying, like the Chazav, you're saying, Shek of a Chazav, it means it's a toast. That's not true. What he wrote here was simply being the Farish, the Ramah, but you want to know what he holds. He holds like what it says in Shin Chav Ches. Okay? Or take a look at Shin Chav Ches, so you're not mistaken. That's an excellent question. It's a good question. So it says, if you look in the sheets, in Minchas Ish, page 6, bottom of page 6, he brings the steer on the graw, and then says in note 238 at the bottom, four lines from the bottam, Ubezegish liyashiv gam shitas hamishter baratzmo. Shapasak and simishin chavches, shasal hatashal filo cholam yishun bishulig nachnachrim, ki ain't zestir amam mimasha pirish, kanes if you are ramah, pi divya agrakan. Iladina pasuk and simishin chavches, kidivyataz. So that's what he says. He says this. On the next page, I'm trying to finish this up here. In Yeshua, this is Rabbi Trivitz. On the next, on the bottom, on the back side of this page, on the back of page 6, in Yeshurun. So he brings this also. He brings this teretz, that if you look in the bottom paragraph, Achatam hanachon lezen nira ki besimishin yilchas hetik hagra kitzuraso v'sasmo yimtsiyunobis, so you put up the gra there in the brackets. V'zeo b'amis haperish hanachon laharamashom u'kidichazina, that the gra kasav kain af shel atzmo lo sfir lekain. He doesn't hold it himself, but the gra still is mefarshit. Ach besimishin chavkas bin komok shenizkach lahachra besug yazu shaper ichriya l'isser, like the maskana of the achronim, like it says in the Sharatzin. Zeo ha'yishuv hanachon, and that's his mahalach. The Moshe Mordechai says the same thing. So basically, we have three very chashuv to Menachem saying this yeshuv in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, I want to tell you over the next yeshuv. Next yeshuv is something that's really the first place where you have this is in a sefer called Zichron Yehuda. It was the Shalosh Yeshivas sefer Zichron Yehuda. It was written in the 1920s. Page 7, Zichron Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald. Now, a lot of Sfarim quote this as being as like this. He says the yeshiva of the Mishnah Berurah. The problem is in the whole tshuva, he never mentioned the Mishnah Berurah. He didn't know about the steel of the Mishnah Berurah. He on his own is being mechalik between the dinim in Shin Yud Ches and Shin Chav Ches on his own without having any knowledge of any kind of a steel of the Mishnah Berurah that his tshuva is going to help address. So, Stam, he makes the following chilik. And this chilik that he says is. That's my idea, is in the Shona Halachas. That's the next item on the back of page 7. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in later editions of Shona Halachas, he put this in. And that is, Simen Shin Yud Ches, again, we're being Mekol Mitzvah Shabbos, seemingly like the Ra'ah. No, it's not the Ra'ah. Vada Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is like the Rashba. Mitzvah Shabbos, Betzim, it's Aser. What's being said is that the Machlokas, Ra'ah and Rashba, in the Torah Sabayas, is limited to a Chol Sha'in Bo Sakana. Shin Yud Ches is talking about a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. By a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, I'll explain why, by a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, that's going to be different, and over there the din's going to be, and only over there is the din going to be, that when Mitzvah Shabbos, even the Rashba, who normally holds its awesome Mitzvah Shabbos, will be masking, that'll be mutter for a bari, or for the Chol, whatever it is, Chol the bari, the Mitzvah Shabbos. So you look at the easiest place to see this in the Shon Halachis, on the bottom of, back of page 7, you see, in Shin Yud Ches, he incorporated this into the text of the Shon Halachas. Afilu bishel ayidei akum lechola sheyesh bo sakana asa labari lehanas b'medah b'shabes. That's the gzera shemiyar b'shvilo. In Matzoy Shabbos, Mutta Miyad. Ain't Sarach Lamtin Bechdesh Yasu. That's from the Magen of Rome. That's what Mishabur brings. Kim Shas Mehater. Vigam Logazu Bezem Mishum Bishuli Akum. That's the Mishabur Bishem Negro. Then he writes in parentheses. And in Simin Shinchav Ches, Dinchav Beis, Pasak Lingin Goy Shabishal Chol Shein Bo Sakana. The Matzoy Shabbos also Filu Chol Atzmo Kim Shav Shalavashal Ozai De Yisrael. And then in Shinchav Ches, he does it again. It's the reverse, right? Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Also, the lechol shum esr darabanu chutz bishul yakum, and then he brings mash initial mitzvah Shabbos is also even for the chola atzmo. Came in shav shalavashelo azay de Yisrael, and then he references shingir chas. That's a chola sheish b'sakana. Now it's not stam and ukimta, because if you remember, if you look back, on page 2. Say it again. Okay, so when I tell you the svara of why he would be Moda, you'll hear it. It makes a lot of sense that he, right? No indication in the Rashba itself that it says that. It doesn't. It doesn't really say in the Rashba itself that he's going to be Maskin, but the Etzim svara of why Chol HaShishpashish was going to be different, it's a milsa de mistavra that he would be Maskin. I didn't speak this out. Let me just explain this. So what's talk of the Pshat in this din? Why would it be different? What's Chol HaShishpashish going to make a difference? Make a difference. So the reason why it makes a difference is because, and the reason why there actually is like legitimacy to this is because if you look in the Bir Agra, again, the individual sheet, the Bir Agra, this time not in Kufi Gimel, but in Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches, that's the Gra that the Mishnah Berurah was quoting to be seemingly the Ra'ah, right? In Shin Yud Ches. So the Bir Agra writes, right? Remember the Mishnah Berurah quoted as the Ein Bo Mishun Mishule Gayim. That's within the Mishnah. Mishnah just quoted, paraphrase. Gam legazim zem yishum bishuli ena Yehudi. Didn't like explain too much information. The Gra actually says more. The very bottom piece on that loose sheet. The very, very bottom line. Ve'ein bo mishum bishuli nachrim kevin delo shchichi ein bo mishum chasnas. What is that? Kevin delo shchichi ein bo mishum chasnas. So the pshat is that he's referencing the pashtas. What Tosis and Sachem says in Daf Mem Vav Med Beis. Tosis Mem Vav Med Beis says, has a kasha, the one if you said, this like the Gemara says by on Yontif, you have Hoyol, Vimi Kalei Orchim, so we know that you're not allowed in Yontif, you can't cook on Shabbat, you can't cook on Yontif, let's say for Shabbos, cook on Yontif for Tzorachol, it's Nisr Daraisa, but because of the din of Hoyol, when you cook, since it's Chazi for Orchim, so it could come, and it could be Roy for them, Mamish Dita today, but Mele is no Isr Daraisa. So the hole is the basis, perhaps, for the way you can make an Erev Tavshil and cook on Friday or Thursday, Letzoch Shabbos. So the Tosis asks Akasha, why don't you say an all Melechas Shabbos? When you cook on Shabbos, there shouldn't be an Issa Torah either. Whoever I cook, it's Chazi for a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So you cook on Shabbos, it's Chazi for a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Tosis says, Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana is a Milsa de Lo Shchicha. Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, Milsa de Shchichahu. So the Gra B'Pash is referring to that Tosfos in the main law. What's being said here is that the Gra really, presumably it's Mishnah Berurah, it's quoting the Gra. He doesn't mean to say something different than the Gra. He means to quote the Gra, but he's not getting into the details of what the Gra is saying. In the main law over here, he's saying that the reason why they weren't gozers is because it's Milsad Lo Shchicha. And take a look at context. What's Beis talking about? Shin Yud Ches Beis. Hashochi B'Shabbos L'Chola. Who? A Yisrael. A Yisrael's shakting for another Yid. Obviously, it's the Cholashish B'Sakana. Hamivashel lechola, it's a chola shish b'sakana. A yid can't cook for another yid unless it lets the chola shish b'sakana. Presumably, when the Ramah then adds in v'afilu bishal day in a Yehudi, I mean, it could be talking about a chola shish b'sakana. It's possible, but it's totally smooth to say that he's still talking about a chola shish b'sakana. Memela, that would be almost like it's not really a nukimta. It's like we're talking about a chola shish b'sakana in the seif. Memela, all the Gra needs to do is. Again, this is also another yeshuv of the Gra, right? This is saying the Gra here could be saying the Gra pataka pasins like the Rashba. The Gra here isn't just simply being mefarish the Ramah. Maybe the Gra is actually saying here something like a libet the hilchasa paskening the Gra here. The Gra is saying that lahalacha we paskin like the Rashba, but the Rashba himself is only being machmer the Matzoy Shabbos by chola she'ein bo sakana. But by chola shish bo sakana, it's milsad lo shchicha. They weren't gozer. They weren't gozer in Isser of Bishul Akum. This matzav of Chol HaShishish B'Sakana. Now, just to explain a little bit of a variation, if you look in the sheets, I'm going to stop here in like a minute. If you look, go right there. If you take a look at the Orcha Shabbos, Really, Shmishnah's Kachas at page 8. They explain from the Zichron, it's really the Zichron Yehuda that they're saying over. The chilek between Cholash Yesh B'Sakana versus Im B'Sakana, while Cholash Yesh B'Sakana is Milsad L'Shchicha. It's a little bit of a variation, it seems to me, as to what they mean. Or Chashabs is saying, what does it mean that Cholash Yesh B'Sakana is a Milsad L'Shchicha? It's a Milsad L'Shchicha because it's L'Shchicha that you'll have a Yid who's a B'Sakana, and there's no Yid that's cooking for him. What's this scenario where the guy is cooking for the Yid? It's on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah. The one who's zari is to be matzel him. It gets schar. It's a gvaltic thing for a Yid to be mechal Shabbos, to cook for him. The whole matzav of having a guy cook for the Yid on Shabbos is a milsel l'shchicha. Well, that scenario is not, the one goes to Mishum B'Shalachim because it's milsel l'shchicha. That's Orcha Shabbos. The Yisukun Yehuda says it over. In the Shabbos Shleima is a sefer, a great sefer that has a lot of psukim from Shlomo Miller. And page 10, last paragraph on the bottom, he brings here line 3. Ein kavanasa de goy hamavashal yisrael b'shabbos v'milsad lo shchicha. Like, not what I just said. And the kavanasa de chola sheyesh b'sakana is milsad lo shchicha. U'mishimachi yish lahaka de lespe mishum mishuli nachem. It's just a shayla of how to say it over. Is it that chola sheyesh b'sakana gufa is milsad lo shchicha? Or that scenario of having a chola sheyesh b'sakana where there's a guy cooking for him is milsad lo shchicha? This teretz, so you know who says this. This teretz is mentioned by, because Rav Chaim Kasky says it over, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they bring that Rav Neufert said that Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this is the Yishuv HaNachon to the steer of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shevet Alevi, one of the Kohen's based Levi says this, Rav Nissen Karel is masking. And there's a sefer that Rabbi Shmuel First from Chicago, Shlito, said, Shamati Mipiv of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it's a dover pashit, that there's no steer. It's a milsa, the pshit, that this is the yishuv anachon of Mishnah Berurah. There's no steer, it's pashit, that it's talking about simin, Shin Yud Ches is talking about a chola sheyesh b'sakana. If I could just, Fred, two more minutes. So, just want to share with you an idea that I thought this idea that would be appropriate. It's in the form of something like similar to the idea that we're really kind of doing now. It's the ha'ara on Shavuos. Feel like this whole idea of like having like a Mishnah Berurah like this and trying to figure out what the emphasis is of Mishnah, like Mishnah Berurah Chas V'Shalom is so sure himself, really, so it's one seamless kind of a sefer to have that kind of bitachon and trust that the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, you know, wrote the sefer without steers in it. So not to make an exact correlation between the Mishnah Berurah and Hashem, you know, the Chavetz Chaim and the Chesh Baruch, but this is a Derech Remes. The Gemara, the famous Gemara, everyone knows this Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches, how Tzduki, the Chaz, the Rav, the Kamayim, the Shmaitza, the Yasva, the Tzbasa, the Yadei, Tusekar, the Kamayitz, the Kamavin, the Tzbasa, Domba. Rav was sitting and learning, he was Shakua in his learning, to a point where his fingers, Rashi says, not just his finger of his hand, it's his fingers, of his hand, it's Boaz Yadov, the Kamaitzbu. He somehow was in some kind of position. He was in such hashka in his limu that somehow his feet were smashing his fingers, and his fingers were all bleeding, and he was oblivious to it. So the Tzduki says to him, you know, oh come on, I see you're Amal Paziza, you're an impetuous nation. The Kadimisu Pumaihu Lo Adnaihu, you're Makdim Nasa Tanishma. You said you blurted out Nasa before you take a look. You shouldn't have done that. Akati bipachzu zaychu kaimi. I see you're displaying that same flaw. To him was a flaw. That same silliness. You're being mocked in the asiyah to the shmiya. Bereshi by lehulim mishme imatzisu kablisu. Ask Hashem, what do you have? What do you want to give us? And then you'll make a decision whether or not you can handle it, whether you want to accept it. And if not, you'll reject it. So he said, no, we have the total bitachon in Hashem, whatever he gives us, an segina b'shleimasa, k'sibon, tumas yisharim tanchei. So we have bitachon, whatever Hashem has in store for us, the Torah, we know that it's for our ultimate good. It's for everything that Hashem is giving us is good. So the question is like, what's the pashup shot in this Gemara? So there's a base alevi in the Gemara. That's like basically what did the guy see in this behavior that was like he saw Rava learning, his shakun is learning, his hands are bleeding, he's oblivious to this. He said, oh, that's that kedimas nasa l'nishma again. What do you see that? Where do you see a kedimas nasa l'nishma in that behavior. So the Beis Halevi, the Shus Beis Halevi in Drush Yid Zayin has a phenomenal idea going on this Gemara. But I was going to say it over back zero. I just want to say what I think we to what we just said right now. I think it's like the Pashup Shah on the Gemara. The same way, what is Kedimas Nasa Tanishma? It means there are our Asiyah, our fulfillment of the mitzvahs, our Kiyum HaTorah is not contingent on the Shmiyah. Not totally in our understanding. Nasa, we're doing it. We're in. Hashem giving offerings of Torah? Nasa? There's also a mile in proclaiming Nishma. That's why they got two Ksarim. So there's a mile of also the proclaiming of the Nishma. But the idea is that our Asiyah isn't contingent on our Havana. We're doing it. We're in. So, seemed to me the only way it's possible for a person to become so shakua in learning something, so shakua, he's learning the sugya, to the point where he's pashut bleeding profusely and he's oblivious to it, is only in a matzav where the person has such total trust that what's written in that Gemara is true. What's in this Gemara is absolute emes. It's totally true. Now, I'm having a lot of problems. I got this kasha and that kasha. I don't get this and I don't get that. What about the Gemara earlier and the Gemara later and the other Masechta? So a regular person, any other thing, you encounter these types of things, you start thinking, you know, maybe there's some kind of mistake in this. That guy, it's only a human being who wrote this. It's got maybe some mistakes or maybe it's not really true. And you basically don't have the wherewithal to put more effort in to be mevar the inyan. But because of the fact that Rabbi had such total trust in the emes of the Torah, that's how it's possible that a human being can become so shakua in trying to get to the bottom of the sugya, to the bottom of the understanding of the sugya, that he was able to become even oblivious to, you know, this type of physical harm. Thank you for letting me share this with you. Maybe we should all be zocha to have a emes of Kabbalah, a nasav nishba, where we are mekalpin ourselves to become even more shakua in our havana satora. Shkoyach, thank you.